جوج واحد حسو هو اتسايد شي اتليتو تلات شي اتسايد لي مقصدي انس نتشول سي سي او احات ل هل سي احكو وكن كسي او. Welcome back from lunch, everyone. This is the lecture portion of our class, so you can now sit back, relax, and listen, but please keep your brains on 100%. I will divide today's lecture into two main parts. First, I will address some of the questions that came up this morning. Then I will launch into a further lecture on Unit 15 community. Our first question comes from Hinatinius and Randy Lee. So far, I have not posted an East Berkeley Sound version of Unit 15. Because I only had time to do four dialects this time. But East and West Berkeley Sound dialects are mostly identical. For this, the main part, place where they differ, is in the words for going to. Whereas West Berkeley Sound dialects, like Euclid and Tequot, say U-tsi-yuk, going to, U-tsi-yuk, and was-tsi-yuk, going where, was-tsi-yuk. East Berkeley Sound dialects like Tsishat and Hupachasat, and I assume Huwayat, although I don't have not confirmed that, say Utsuuk, going to. Utsuuk, glottal stop, long U, C, U, glottal stop, U, K. So most dialects have this word, but it's pronounced slightly differently from dialect to dialect. In the East Berkeley region, it's the last two syllables are Tsuuk, Tsuuk. That's the key thing that makes it sound East Berkeley, is that U glottal stop U. U tsuuk, going to. Was tsuuk, going where. Was tsuuk. Weak tsuuk, going nowhere or going the wrong way. Weak tsuuk. So conversation 5 in East Berkeley Sound dialect would sound like this. Was tsuuk hak, where are you going? Was tsuuk hak. I'm going to school. I'm going home. I'm not going anywhere. Or I'm going the wrong way. I should point out that that word can mean both not going anywhere, like having no destination, and it can also mean going the wrong way. Those are two different meanings, same word. I also heard some of you just discussing how to say, I don't know where he or she is going. In order to say this, we need to replace was in was tsuuk with an indirect indefinite. And you might think that that would be hith, because hith is the usual indirect version of where. But the verb for going to actually takes kui in indirect context. So I don't know where she's going is haya'aka kui tsu'ukui. Haya'aka kui tsu'ukui. That root is kui, round Q, long I. Kui. So that's the same root that we use when we say haya'aka kwekusi. I don't know what it is. So the thing that is unexpected here that you have to memorize and know for the future is that when you the indirect version of was tsu'uk is kui tsu'uk. Was tsu'uk, kui tsu'uk. That is unexpected. Similarly, the complete version of that verb is utsachit, to go to a place and be done. Utsachit. The question is was tsachit, go where? Was tsachit. And the indirect version is kwitsachit. For example, I don't know where she went. Haya akah kwitsachitli. Haya akah kwitsachitli. The next question came from Lindsay and Josh. It was about the word hopiha. I could not confirm this word. I'm not familiar with it, hopiha. But over lunch, I looked it up and found that sure enough, Julia and the late Simon used this word hopiha. And it means something like helpful. So I've just put in the chat window some examples that I got from Julia and Simon. So these are in Ahouset and Heshkwit dialect. Hopi ha'i, be helpful. Hopi ha'i. Compare that to Hopi'i, help him. Hopi'i. Takshit it's kopiha. You're always helping. Takshit it's kopiha. Takshit so kopiha. Chamahta so kha hopchu. You're always helping. You are well taught. Takshit so kopiha. Chamahta so kha hopchu. Ju. So we just got some info from Hachtig, Geneva. I gather you got that out of Henry's word list, where Hopiha is defined as a helper, someone who helps. And the info came from Geneva's late grandmother, Sichko at Barb Tucci. The fact that I'm not familiar with this word tells me that it's not an everyday word and might be old-fashioned. The third question that we got before lunch was about words like huhupi'ik. Huhupi'ik means a helpful person, someone who's always helping. So different from hupi and hupiha, huhupi'ik, a helpful person. And there are lots of words like this in the language. For example, wa'ichik or we'ichik is a sleepyhead. Most of these are based on verbs with the addition of the ending ik. The vowel of the ending ik is usually or always long. I'm not sure if it's always long, but it's certainly usually long. Here's how Sapir and Swadesh define it in their 1939 word list. The ending eek they define as given to, fond of, or adept at doing something. That bit in brackets there, L or R, means that sometimes this ending lengthens its stem, sometimes it reduplicates and lengthens its stem. So you get both patterns. And here is just a small selection of the words formed this way. Hupi is the verb for helping. Huhupi'ik is a helpful person, someone who is habitually helpful. Huhupi'ik. Sleep, the verb for sleeping is wa'ich or we'ich. A sleepyhead, someone who's sleeping all the time, is wa'ichik or we'ichik. Long, short, long. Chitas'iha is to feel cold. Cheech and eek is a cold chicken, someone who gets cold easily. That's not we never said cold chicken where I grew up. I only learned that word in English after coming to Vancouver Island, but that's what Vancouver Islanders call someone who gets cold all the time. A cold chicken in English and in Nuchanoth, cheech and eek. It's not obvious, but cheech and eek and chitas'iha have the same root. There's a small number of roots where we see T alternating with N or P alternating with M. And this is one of the TN roots. So the root for feeling cold can be chit with a T or chin with an N. Hauk is the verb for eating. Hawik is a glutton, someone who's always eating or always overeating, like Raven. Naka means drinking. Naik is a heavy drinker. Kuwish means to steal. Kuwik is a thief.